Yo, what up, Street Talk? Eric Kim, all right, the Turbo Thought. How badly do you care? So to me, this is a very important idea and concept because technically anything in life is possible if you think from a physics first principles perspective. The most important question is how badly do you want it? So if you think about auto-telic motivation is auto, you know, self, telic, telos is the purpose and thing that you are self-motivated by yourself, for yourself, and the reward is the thing, that's what actually matters the most. So for example, what I love most about powerlifting and doing one rep maxes is the maximal effort and power output is in itself actually the reward. So for example, I was thinking about, let's say if I lost an arm or a leg or something, the thing I would probably be most saddened by is not having the ability to anymore do a one rep maximum attempt, squat, deadlift, whatever you have it. Because for me, powerlifting is kind of more a zen thing where it gives me a chance to zen out, it gives me a chance to, you know, lose myself for half a second and focus 100% entirely on a certain thing. And I think having an all-out maximum physical attempt is what I love the most. And also the same thing with photography is if nobody ever saw my photos but myself, I would still do it. To me, it's worth it. And so then a simple way to think about life is only do things and work on things in which you really, really, really care for, and for everything else, just let everyone else take care of it and fall to the wayside. So often we think, oh, it'd be so nice if we had X, Y, and Z, right? Or if X, Y, and Z existed. But truth be told, if you really want to start a business or create a product or a service, you have to care about it so, so deeply and badly, or want it so deeply and badly, that you yourself are willing to put out that extreme life energy force effort to achieve it. And I think what's really most meaningful in life is you don't need any sort of external goading or motivation. Like, if you need somebody to motivate you to do something, you probably shouldn't be doing it in the first place, is my thought. I know what actually has been important for me to think about, at least in terms of, you know, photography and so forth, is to think about like pragmatic things. I know back in the day, it's so hard for me to go out being motivated to make photos because I didn't just have a Ricoh GR3X in my front pocket. I had to deal with stupid DSLRs or even the Leica M cameras, which are too big and unyieldy. Even now, one of the things I love about the GoPro, this is the GoPro Hero 10, is it's so light and small and could always fit with me in my front pocket, my front left pocket. And I've learned certain things that's been useful is to simplify things, not worry so much about, you know, quote quality or audio visual quality, whatever, to just do it. Like for me, I get a lot more happiness just doing something, even though it may not be super good, than to not do it at all. So once again, to try to set things up in order to streamline it and make it easier for you is kind of a good idea. And so maybe just as a life experiment, only do and work on things you really, really, really care for and that you're passionate about. And for everything else, just don't do it.